Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Love, danger, and a town steeped in history. Patricia Redican's The Gold Nugget weaves a tale of mystery and romance as Rebecca delves into the secrets of Virginia City. Her journey unfolds with unexpected twists. She travels to Nevada to find the whereabouts of her brother. Will she uncover the truth, or will the past remain buried? A wonderful blend of history, intrigue, and romance, sprinkled with Patricia's own experience and love for Northern Nevada. Patricia Redican has lived in the Virginia City, Nevada area for 52 years and has been married to 49 of those years to an avid hunter and outdoorsman. Now retired after 34 years of public service, she lives in a solar-powered log cabin that they built, jaunts into the surrounding hills, visits to the historical town of Virginia City, where ghost stories run amok and a wildly active imagination inspired The Gold Nugget and its sequel, Terror in 6 Mile Canyon, to be born. And Patricia Redican joins us on This Week in America. Hi, Patricia. Welcome to the program.
Hi, thank you.
Love the world that you've created, the story that you've created in the book, The Gold Nugget. Both these books available wherever books are sold and at Patricia's website. We'll give you that information as we go through the conversation. I talked about the background in public service in real estate. Talk about that transition from a 30-year career in public service to becoming a real estate agent and then a writer.
Oh, I got to tell you, after 30 plus years sitting in an office, I was so ready to get out into the outside world. I really wasn't ready to quit working, though. So my thought went to real estate. After I got my license, I was out searching for a piece of property for a client and ran across some off-grid property with a little seasonal creek running through it. And to make a long story short, we bought the property, moved a little camp trailer on it to live in while we were building our log cabin. And since our incredible son was conveniently a contractor, we put him in charge while we kept working and enlisted, of course, the help of some wonderful friends. And then being off-grid completely, we had to learn about solar power and how to power our home. So we went to a Sacramento class on solar power. And a lot of that was what I've learned has been incorporated into The Gold Nugget.
I was going to say, some of that information, experiences you bring to life in the book, The Gold Nugget, Patricia Redican, R-E-D-I-C-A-N, is our guest on the program. Her website, patriciaredican.com. Also another site, patriciaredicanbooks.com. The book's available wherever books are sold. You'll get all the information. Can order from Patricia's website as well. I want to talk about the book here in a second, but I'm fascinated by going off-grid. So many people talk about that. It does sound like a really nice way to live. How difficult was it for you to make that transition?
It wasn't terrible. It's an ongoing process. It doesn't seem to go away. You have to constantly be making sure your generator is a backup if you don't have any sun. It's a challenge, but it does work well when it's working. Kind of like technology.
Yes, well, I was going to say, like everything else in life, if it's working, it's fine. If it's not working, it's bad, no matter what it is. The book is The Gold Nugget. Now, you've done it. That was the first book, right?
Yes.
How long have you been writing it? When did that start? Because you do an excellent job in telling a story, developing characters. When did this start for you? When did you get this desire to write and decide to actually pursue it?
You know, I was, I wrote little poems and stuff as a teenager. I think everybody, about other people, but, and then once I grew up and had to become responsible working adult, that kind of all went wayside. But, we moved on to our property in 2005 and completed our cabin in February of 2006. And it took a while for these stories to rattle around brewing in my head. Once I began wandering around the hills and valleys around our home, and I ran across a little small dilapidated cabin that was nestled beside a little tree-lined creek and surrounded by fields of grass. And I found out from the owner that it had been a vegetable farm serving Virginia City in the 1800s. And I love this little valley so much, my brain filed it away to become making up a story about it, I guess. But all of this stuff that was brewing, I had little jaunts, like you had mentioned before, in Virginia City, gathering information and walking around up and down the boardwalks and visiting the little shops and stuff like that. It's all these little bits and pieces combined to put my imagination into overdrive, I guess. So, yeah, and the Golden Nugget was actually published in 2009 and Terror in Six Mile Canyon in 2010. I actually considered a third book in this series, but about a third way through it, my characters quit talking to me, Rick.
That's not good. That's not, silence is not good from your characters. Maybe your neighbors, but not your characters. Yeah. You want to hear from them.
Well, my kids and my grandkids had moved on to the property by then. And so the local outlaws and cowboys and ladies that walk dressed up and for the weekend crowds and walk up and down the boardwalks in Virginia City, as we got to know them and the local ghosts and all of this adding to my fanciful imagination, I guess, I started to create little fun short stories about my grandkids and their friends. And no, none of those are published.
Well, it sounds like that's the next project for you. I said you could sort of make that area come alive, which you do in The Golden Nugget and the second book that we were talking about as well, Terror in 6 Mile Canyon. Both of these books available at Patricia's website, and you can, by going there, find out when new material's available, patriciaredican.com, a direct link on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. I love the title, The Golden Nugget. That's got like a Wild West sound to it when you're talking about that. How do you come up with the title and what's the significance?
Well, after I had it titled and published, I was told that the title really didn't do it justice because it was kind of innocuous. It didn't mean, you know, it could have meant anything about mining or finding gold or that kind of thing. And it might not catch the attention of the people who really appreciate it. It is, however, appropriately titled The Gold Nugget, because the entire book is about George finding gold on his property that he just bought. And then once the story had gotten loose, all kinds of bad things began to happen. And some very bad people wanted the gold and the property and caused every manner of trouble, nearly destroying the entire family trying to get George to sell or walk away from it.
It's an incredible
story. So it's appropriately titled.
Well, yes, The Golden Nugget, and I still like The Golden Nugget. I think that sometimes you can say too much in a title, and you got a couple of subtitles, and you lose out on what the book's all about. It captures your attention. That's the role of a title in my book and a cover as well, to get your attention. And once you get the book and you start reading, you have our attention. So many elements that I talked about there. You've got some history. You've got intrigue. You've got romance. You've got mystery. It all unfolds in Patricia's book, The Gold Nugget, available wherever books are sold. I'll direct you to her website. Very simple, patriciaredican.com, R-E-D-I-C-A-N. And a link on her website, thisweekinamerica.us. Tell me about Rebecca. She leaves a comfortable life, let's say, in Los Angeles and goes to Virginia City. Talk about Rebecca and the quest that she's on.
Well, she received a phone call from her dad after he found the gold on the property, and he told her, you've got to keep this quiet, Rebecca. You can't tell anyone. And then next thing she knows, she's lost contact with him, and he's gone missing as well as her brother. So she quits her job in Los Angeles, comes to Virginia City, hooks up with the local sheriff, and is looking for her brother and her dad. And what she finds is not good. She goes out to the property, and they find their trucks are all riddled full of bullet holes and trash. Their stuff was in the back of their mining stuff, and the back of the truck was all jostled all around. And she didn't find any blood at that time, but she was really concerned they may not even be alive. So that was her quest, is to find her brother and her father at that time.
The title is The Gold Nugget. I talked about you going out in the woods often with your imagination and walking and thinking, enjoying the outdoors of Virginia City. Have you ever found a gold nugget in one of your walks out in the hills?
Yes. Well, no, unfortunately not. There is a gold mine over in the next valley over. It's not a working mine, but I got a metal detector and decided to go looking for myself. And I found all kinds of metal debris and stuff that probably was deposited there clear back in the 1800s. And no, lots of trash, no gold.
Well, keep looking, keep walking, hiking, and looking. You may actually find a gold nugget yourself. It's interesting. I mentioned the beginning, characters in reading the reviews. People love the story. They love the romance. They love all of the elements. And they love the characters. When the characters are talking to you, how much fun is it developing these people?
I love my characters. They actually became like family members, and I hated ending them. They were a lot of fun. Matter of fact, George, it could probably be my father, or at least related to him. All of this stuff, I came by it naturally because my parents were high desert rock hounds, and so we all enjoyed going out looking for rocks and crystals, and it's a lot of fun.
Well, it sounds like it. And we're reading about Virginia City. A lot of the experiences that Patricia had are in the book, using that experience to tell the story in the book, The Gold Nugget, also the sequel, Terror in 6 Mile Canyon. Talk a little bit about sharing the book. Once you wrote the book, you get it out there, you got people reading it, you've got people talking about it, you're getting reviews. What's it mean to you to share your book, to get your story out, entertaining people?
You know, I enjoy the comments from people. I've never really had a bad comment, at least not to my face. I paid for a couple of non-biased book reviews just to, you know, because your friends and family, they're like, oh, yeah, I love it. But I actually received some very fine reviews from bookreview.com and Midwest Book Review, and both of those are actually in the back of Terror in 6 Mile Canyon. This is a cute story. One of my husband's friends at the Highway Patrol told my husband he was mad at me because after he had read The Gold Nugget, he then purchased Terror in 6 Mile Canyon when it came out and spent the whole night reading it and didn't get any sleep because he couldn't put it down. So I guess if you're going to have an officer of the law mad at you, that's probably, you know, a better reason than most.
That's the best reason to do that. And that's what happens. Once you start reading, it's like, okay, it's 2 o'clock in the morning. One more chapter, it becomes two chapters and three chapters, and you're caught up in the story. The book said The Gold Nugget and the sequel Terror in 6 Mile Canyon. Patricia Redican, the author and our guest on the program. You've been interested in writing. You started writing the book. You published the book, getting the response. So many people probably fall in that category of you that they would like to do that. They couldn't early in their career do it. They needed to have a steady paycheck coming in. What advice would you give them? Somebody who would like to get started in the industry and branch out and write books.
So I've only written fiction, but I imagine it would be true for both fiction and nonfiction. I'd say write about what you know and what you have experience with. Write about what you love or find interesting. Set yourself up a quiet space where you can't be disturbed. Set boundaries with your family and friends. I found that no one really likes to be ignored, Rick, and most people don't see what you're doing, you know, as worthwhile, or, yes, you know, at least not enough to ignore them. Your family will interrupt you endlessly and try to tempt you to go do things with them. Be prepared to publish using self-publishing companies, and don't expect to make a lot of money.
It's the satisfaction, isn't it, of doing this. And what was it like when you picked up The Gold Nugget for the first time? And it's got the gold nugget, your name on it, your story in between the front and back covers. What was that like?
That was amazing. That was a lot of fun. I enjoyed it. It was like, wow, this is mine. I made that.
Yes.
I made that happen. So, yeah, that's that itself is quite a lot of fun.
Normally you don't go through. Normally you don't go through something like this without ups and downs, and it's nice to have somebody there supporting you, that's encouraging you. Did you have support like that as you were writing The Gold Nugget?
Yes. I actually didn't write these books with the thought of having them published. I truly enjoyed just writing the stories, and they just got bigger and bigger. There's so much a part of what our life experience actually was, and then my crazy imagination, of course, combined. My daughter-in-law is amazing, and she not only encouraged me to have them published, but between the two of us, we read the manuscripts to make sure there were no errors and everything flowed properly. She never complained about having to reread them. She even sat on the boardwalk with me in Virginia City to help me sell them after they were published. My husband, he's also been very supportive, I'll say, whenever he wasn't being an invasive species. I should probably elaborate on that a little bit. When he retired, he became what I call an invasive species. He won't believe me, but I tell him all the time that, you know, he took over my computer, he took over my house, he took over my life. So, yeah, when I say create a space and set boundaries, you know, it doesn't always work.
Exactly. I know how that is when you have an office in the home. Suddenly you've got a roommate that you didn't have before when you were going, every day to the office. When you look at your writing now and compare it with what you did early on, how has your writing style evolved? How's it changed over the years? Or maybe it hasn't.
I don't think it has. I never took any formal writing classes or any coaching. I just write mostly the way I talk, I guess, and I don't know if that's good or bad. And I haven't written anything recently, so I couldn't tell you if it's changed or not.
Well, people like it, so if it hasn't, don't change it at this point. Leave it the way it is. It seems to be working. You talked about you wrote this. You didn't get it published right away. What made you decide to turn the work into a book, a published book?
That would be my daughter-in-law. She's the one who actually encouraged me to get this done. You know, it probably sounds a little weird, but my characters became personal to me, and I love the Blank family. So I guess you could say the stories were kind of personal, and I wasn't sure I wanted to share them with someone else. But, you know, it gave me a lot of pleasure to it would give me a lot of pleasure to finish the books I've actually started already and haven't been able to get back to. But Kate Publishing was my first publishing company. They walked me through every publishing process. They were wonderful. They were actually a Christian publishing company, so there was no cussing or prejudice or sex scenes. But they've now gone out of business, and both The Gold Nugget and Terror in Six Mile Canyon were republished through UR Link last year, October of 2023.
Interesting. So the books are available, and you'll find them you can order them directly at Patricia's websites, which is Patricia Redican, RedicanBooks.com, and PatriciaRedicanBooks.com. I'd like to thank Leap Right Literary for arranging our conversation today to promote the books. Books available, enjoyed by so many people. What message, is there a message, a takeaway, an experience you would like people to remember after reading The Gold Nugget as well as Terror in Six Mile Canyon?
You know, I've had such positive comments from every walk of life, young and old, men and women. People truly seem to like the stories. I've been told they're very diverse with something of interest for everyone. I just hope my characters make people laugh and smile and cry just like they did me when I was creating them. I've got some reviews from young girls, some older, middle-aged, I guess. I'm older, so middle-aged men, women, all of them seem to enjoy it. So those reviews are actually in The Gold Nugget and Terror in Six Mile Canyon, some of them.
Well, they're interesting to read, and the books are resonating with people, and you've done such a wonderful job with this. I want to put you on the spot, but are you? Do you think the characters will come back and talk to you so you'll continue this?
They're in there. They're in there, rattling around, waiting to pop out. And I think, and yes, every once in a while, I think I'm going to sit back down and see where they want to go this time. So it's a possibility.
Besides a great story, you mentioned your experiences. You deal in the book in self-sufficient homes from based on personal knowledge. The area there, let's take a couple minutes at the end to talk about Virginia City. This was one of the most famous boom towns in the Old West. What's it like there? What has this town gone through?
Yeah, Virginia City is, right now, it's a tourist destination, and there's a lot of things going on almost every weekend. You've got the camel races, you've got the outhouse races, you've got all kinds of things. Yeah. But there's, like I mentioned, the local outlaws and the ladies, and they dress up and they walk up and down the boardwalk and they do little skits for the people that are there. It's kind of a fun little town. The shops, the quaint little shops, the people are just wonderful, and almost all of them have a little story, you know, and the ghost stories are they run amok.
Well, it's a great inspiration for a book, and I understand the Virginia City is considered the birthplace of Mark Twain.
Yeah, that's what they say.
Interesting. Yeah. A lot of history there. You could spend time just away, and people obviously do, and walk around and enjoy the surroundings and just enjoy Virginia City. You'll enjoy Virginia City vicariously when you read Patricia's two books, The Golden Nugget, the first one, the sequel, Terror in 6 Mile Canyon. Now, do you live, if I recall, on 6 Mile Canyon or close to that area?
We do, yes. And at that time, back, I guess, in the 1800s, the 6 Mile Canyon and Virginia City both was just covered in tents, people living in tents because the silver strike and trying to find gold and, make their living. And it was, I think the conditions were pretty bad.
It's just an amazing story, and the area has come to life as you read Patricia's books. And just one final thought about living there. I understand a relative of your husband actually was a part owner of one of the mines there in the area?
Emmanuel Pidrod, yes. He was a part owner in one of the mines here. Great, great, great grandfather.
Okay, well, you check and see if he's got any nuggets stored anywhere.
He didn't leave us any, that's for sure.
If you find any of those, let me know. I hope that your search is fruitful with gold nuggets. Patricia, it's been a pleasure having you on the program, talking about The Gold Nugget specifically, the sequel available as well, Terror in 6 Mile Canyon. You'll find all the information and order the book on our website, patriciaredican.com. Redican is R-E-D-I-C-A-N if you're Googling. And again, thanks to Leap Right Literary, leapright.com, for arranging our conversation today. Patricia, it's been a pleasure. Hopefully we can do this again. Love what you're doing, the stories. Love your connection with the outdoors and bringing it to life for all of us all across the country to enjoy. Thank you for being with us on the program.
Thank you. I appreciate it so much.
It's been a pleasure. Patricia Redican, our guest on the program. The book is Gold Nugget, and the sequel, Terror in 6 Mile Canyon. Her website, patriciaredican.com. We're back on today's program, This Week in America. We continue right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.